Here's your money briefing for Thursday, July 29th. I'm Charlie Turner for The Wall Street Journal, filling in for J.R. Whalen. Americans anticipating the reopening of air travel bought tickets at cheap prices, only to find that airlines rebooked them on much less convenient flights, leading to a sky-high level of customer dissatisfaction.
The times are messed up. They bought a nonstop, and now they have to make a connection. And the whole reason why they bought that flight in the first place might be because it was a nonstop. So people really feel like there's a lot of baiting and switching going on.
Our reporter Scott McCartney will talk about these flight changes and the headaches they've caused travelers after the break.
Your Money Briefing will explore what you need to know to become a homeowner and how to sustain your home by learning ways to manage the costs from unexpected expenses.
You're basically always in a state of checking. You're always keeping your eye open for anything that could be going wrong with your house. Your house is a complicated machine. It has a lot of systems and components in it, and those systems and components are getting older, they're wearing out.
You can get early access to our series, Buying a Home and Keeping It, on WSJ Special Access, only for WSJ subscribers.
It's been a frustrating time for air travelers looking to take their first post-pandemic summer vacation. Among the headaches, flight delays, cancellations, and higher prices. But even travelers who bet on the reopening and scored cheap tickets have their own problems. Many say they've been getting bumped from those flights, and the problems don't stop there. Our middle seat columnist Scott McCartney has been looking into the complaints. Scott, thanks for joining us.
Good to be with you, Charlie.
Describe the scope of the problem here. What do some of the passengers you've talked to say happens when their flight gets changed?
Yeah, I think the scope of the problem is enormous. I think airlines are making schedule changes at an unprecedented pace. And this is having sort of the unintended, I think, consequence of really messing up people's travel plans. It's one of the reasons why phone lines are jammed and all, because people are having so much trouble with this. So basically, you buy one thing and the airline switches you to something else. And for some people, that's going to be okay. And for other people, the times are messed up. They bought a nonstop, and now they have to make a connection. And the whole reason why they bought that flight in the first place might be because it was a nonstop. So people really feel like there's a lot of baiting and switching going on.
Well, haven't passengers charged that they get bumped for a higher paying passenger?
Yes. Many people are suspicious of that. And frankly, for good reason. That is what it looks like. A good example, a woman who took a chance in April that Italy would be reopened in July. So she got a round trip business class ticket from New York to Rome for $2,000. That's an unbelievable bargain. Italy has opened up. Everybody wants to go to Italy. All of a sudden, those business class seats are selling for $9,000 round trip. So Delta didn't cancel her nonstop return flight from Rome to JFK, but they moved her to a connection in Boston with a four-hour layover. And she was convinced, and Delta couldn't give her a good reason, gave her three different reasons of why this happened. So she was convinced they simply wanted to move her out of a flight that they surely could sell her seat for a whole lot more money.
Well, speaking of Delta, you talked with one passenger. He was a physician flying from Jacksonville, Florida to Boise, Idaho. He said he received three bookings. Is that right?
Yes. And I've heard this from several customers where he got rebooked and was able to change back to something else himself for the same price. So he makes one change and then he gets moved again. And now he's getting really frustrated. So now he has to talk to Delta and he puts in for a call back because the wait is so long. The call back comes at 2 a.m. And wakes him up 14 hours after he had requested the callback. And he ultimately, because this keeps happening, he ultimately just gives up and says, you know what, I want a refund. And he goes and books the trip to Boise on American. It's sort of a classic example because every time Delta moved him to another flight, it was to flights that got in very late in Boise. And that just, he didn't want to be there and run the risk of the rental car not being there when he shows up. He had a 2-hour drive afterwards in unfamiliar territory. So it was very important to him that he landed in daylight, not at night, but Delta kept moving him.
What kind of satisfaction or lack of satisfaction have passengers encountered with customer service?
Well, customer service is a huge problem and a major source of frustration for people right now. They are encountering very long waits to actually talk to somebody at the airline. And a lot of these problems just aren't resolvable online. So you have to call. And a lot of the problems are the creation of the airline, which clearly is, you know, they all say they are understaffed on phone reservations. And I think it's sort of a triple whammy on phone reservations. This is why you're getting 4-hour waits, 6-hour waits. There are the schedule change problems. There are a lot of questions people have about redeeming all of the vouchers and credits that were issued in the pandemic. There are questions about masks and there are questions about testing. So people are calling airlines in unprecedented numbers. And a lot of the problem is of the airline's making.
What do the airlines say about this? Do they even acknowledge bumping passengers who got great deals? I understand that there's a disagreement over terminology, bumping versus schedule changes.
Well, even the term schedule change means different things at airlines than it does. In the case of the woman who got bumped out of business class, Delta says, well, it was a schedule change because they switched from an airplane with 34 business class seats to an airline with 29 business class seats. And by the way, they're both Airbus A330s. So to most people, there was not a schedule change. Flight 153 was still in the schedule, and it was still on an Airbus A330. It was just on a different model. So I think there's the terminology, airlines do really a very poor job of explaining to customers exactly what happened. Even in some cases, you know, you have in the 9 a.m. departure, you don't care what the flight number is or whatever, and there's a schedule change, and then you go look, and well, then now there's a 9:15 flight. It may go through a different hub. There may be sort of a schedule change, but to the customer, it's the same thing. And so they really wonder, why did you bump me out of here? Now airlines say they're not taking people out just because they paid a low fare. They're bumping people from flights when they actually have changed the schedule in some way. A big part of the problem is they're changing schedules once a month, even more frequently than that, sort of at an unprecedented level. It used to be very difficult for an airline to change a schedule, and now you can just a couple clicks and you can reschedule the airline in no time at all. And I think that's creating a real quandary for customers.
Aside from wrangling with customer service, what recourse do air travelers have when they get rebooked on a less desirable flight? Can they try their luck and switch to another airline or even threaten to sue?
As a practical matter, it's extremely difficult to sue an airline. You have to go to federal court. They're not subject to state court. You can try small claims court. But it's enormously difficult for a single person, single customer to sue an airline. You don't have the same consumer protections that you have elsewhere. In terms of recourse, in most cases, you can request a refund. The Department of Transportation does require airlines offer a refund if they make, quote-unquote, a significant schedule change. That has different meaning at different airlines. Alaska Airlines, for example, says significant means 1 hour difference in arrival time. Some airlines are at 90 minutes, some airlines at 2 hours. But In most cases, you are going to be able to request a refund if you want it. Sometimes that works for travelers. Oftentimes, that's not much recourse at all. If you booked a cheap ticket a month ago and now it gets changed, booking on another airline may be a whole lot more expensive. And so it's not like you can swap one ticket for another without paying the fare difference.
Do you think this will become less of a problem as time goes on? For example, when staffing shortages are resolved?
Yeah, I think it will. At least that's the hope. I think airlines are trying very hard to have more certainty in their schedules. Some Delta people told me, for example, and Delta's not the only one that's been doing all this. But when I talked to them, they said, you know, by September or so, they really hope to have a whole lot more certainty in the schedule. Part of it is everything's so messed up by the pandemic. They don't really know where people want to go. But I think at the same time, they are getting through some of their staffing problems, and that will help. There have been a lot of schedule changes because of labor shortages. And the other thing is, I think they are starting to realize that just because they have the ability to make frequent schedule changes and maybe the ability to maximize revenue because of that by putting more flights where people really want to go, there is a cost to all this and a cost to the uncertainty. And they have a lot of really angry customers who really feel like they sold them one thing and then they reneged and switched them to something else.
Wall Street Journal middle seat columnist Scott McCartney. Scott, thanks for being with us.
Always good to be with you. Thanks.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm Charlie Turner, filling in for J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal.